This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. The election and recent run-up in prices seem to have dampened some mill demand for cotton. According to the latest export sales report, gross export sales of Upland cotton, 233,000 bales last week. But shippers also canceled orders for over 117,000 bales. So net new sales, just over 115,000. While the level is a bit disappointing, actually fairly close to the median for the 13th week of the marketing year, Pima sales, on the other hand, fairly healthy, nearly 17,000 bales. Shipment of both continue to outperform recent years. Last week, combined shipments were nearly 292,000 bales, nearly double last year's figure for the same week. In fact, at over 3.35 million bales of reported shipments, the accumulated exports for the first quarter of the marketing year at their highest level ever. We'll watch for the latest World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report from USDA this week. Also, a crop production report set to come out, and decreases are expected in every region except for the Far West. Learn more online at pcca.com. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.